Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Crazy Bag Ladies podcast and also Barbecue Bob's, what is it?
Barbecue Bob.
And Beer Bash.
Tortilla flat smoked chili recipe tonight, folks. It's one of my favorites. It's an all-time contest winner. Getting a special peek at my secret weapon.
I only
pull it out in a time of great need.
All right, well, Bob, set us up. Now, first, before we start giving you the how to do it, you're gonna lay out all the ingredients in this thing, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna lay out all the ingredients. All right, so grab your pen and pencil. Here we go. It's tortilla flat smoked chili. What you're gonna get is 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 6 pounds of beef brisket, cut into 1-inch chunks. We're gonna have 2 pounds of breakfast sausage with sage, premium breakfast sausage with sage, 2 large onions, finely chopped.
What kind of onions, Bob?
Well, I'd use yellow onions, but that's just me. You can use whatever you want. Red onion, white onion, yellow onions, Maui onions, Vidalia onions.
Bob, do you have a little midget that comes over later and cleans the kitchen for you?
Yes, I do, and her name's Claudia.
Nothing against short people.
Then after, what? Can I finish my recipe?
Oh, I'm sorry.
2 large onions, finely chopped. Then we're going to have 3 cups of strong coffee, and I'd like to use a premium coffee because I'm a snob. Then I've got 8 cloves of garlic. You can use as much or as little garlic as you prefer.
That sounds good.
For me, you can't put enough garlic.
Me either.
1 28-ounce can of diced tomatoes, 2 dried ancho peppers. Now what you're going to do is put them in water, you're going to reconstitute them, then you're going to cut them in half and take the seeds out. Then you're going to have 3 beef bouillon cubes, 2 small cans of chipotle peppers, 6 tablespoons of chili powder, 6 tablespoons of ground cumin.
You like that word, Bob, cumin.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I love cumin. Then you're going to get 2 squares of bittersweet chocolate. Now, you can find that in your bakery department.
That goes in the chili?
Yeah, chocolate in your chili. 2 7-ounce cans of salsa verde.
Is it supposed to be bubbling over there, Bob, like that?
Yeah. Leave it alone there, Claudia. 2 12-ounce bottles of Mexican beer. Of course, folks, I'm using my famous Mexican Bohemian-style Itchy Huevos. Then also 1 shot of tequila. Now I'm using, middle of the road tequila. Don't pull out your expensive stuff off the shelf, but just use a good middle of the road tequila. 1 lime juiced. I'm going to use 1 tablespoon of brown sugar, salt and pepper to taste, and then 3 tablespoons of liquid smoke. Now that's where Claudia has a problem.
Yeah, I don't like, remember we did that podcast on those Memphis ribs? I don't like a lot of liquid smoke. I mean, I don't like it to be overpowering. Yeah, I told you it was bubbling too much there, Bob.
Well, I thought I'd give it a stir and turn it down a little bit. Because it's got a way to go. We're not going to be ready till tomorrow. Now I'm going to give you the breakdown.
Well, no, you didn't you do everything? You didn't do the...
That's everything.
Did you do the line?
I said everything. That's written down so I could read it for everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Liquid smoke. Sorry.
All right. Now I'm going to break it down and tell you how to cook it. This is where the magic happens. You're going to take your biggest skillet you got.
And Bob's won awards for this chili, guys.
It's award-winning. Like I said, it's my secret weapon, and I only pull it out in time of great need to win the contest. Now, what I do is I get a big...
What are you trying to win tomorrow, Bob?
I'm winning your heart.
Oh, brother.
And something else.
All right, go ahead.
So anyway, you're going to get 3 tablespoons of olive oil in a pan, in your big skillet. Then you're going to get your 2 pounds of breakfast sausage with sage. And then you're going to get that in there with olive oil. I know what you're thinking. Ooh, that's greasy. But guess what? You're going to throw in those 2 large onions at the same time and brown everything together. Smell that aroma? It's delicious. Claudia's laughing, but I'm telling you, folks, you're going to fall in love with it. And that smell's going to permeate the house, and the kids will come running. Woo, doggy, it's good. Now you're going to get it all browned up and caramelized and smelling and looking good. Then you're going to throw that in your big quart pot. Well, 16 quart pot. I got a 20, I think, or 16, but a big one. Then you're going to cube your beef brisket, and you can brown that if you want as well, and then throw that into the pot as well. Then you're going to take your 3 cups of strong coffee. Now, you just brewed it fresh.
Coffee, huh?
3 cups of strong coffee. Preferably, you know, Starbucks or
I wonder, does some the caffeine effect still take hold in this chili?
Absolutely.
But it's not that much, enough to matter.
I run around the block after I eat this chili. Then
you do a lot of things after you eat chili, Bob.
Did I talk about putting the cloves of garlic in there? You know, actually, sometimes what I do is I chop those 8 cloves of garlic and I put it in with the sausage and the onions. And after the onions have sweat down and everything's brown, because I don't want to burn the garlic. But I'll put it in at the very end and just get it so it's, you know, mixes with the flavors a little bit. Then you got your 3 beef bouillon cubes. You throw that in there. 2 small cans of chipotle peppers. Throw that in your pot. Then you got 6 tablespoons of chili powder. You throw that in the pot with the cumin, 6 tablespoons of cumin. Then you take your bittersweet chocolate, throw it in the pot. Same with your salsa verde and your 2 12-ounce bottles of Mexican beer.
Wow.
Then throw in your shot of tequila, juice your lime, throw in your tablespoon of brown sugar, salt and pepper, and then put in your...
How spicy is this one, Bob?
This, on a scale of 1 to 10, of 10 being the 5-alarm chili,
yeah,
I would say that this is probably about a 4.
Oh.
3 to 4. So it ain't really? That. This is, that's why everybody loves it, because everybody can eat it. And if you want it hotter, you can almost put a little extra hot sauce in it.
And if they want it less hot even, let's say they don't want it hot hardly at all, what would you recommend? Not putting in as much chili pepper, right? Chili powder.
Well... I'm telling you, if you can't eat this, then you don't belong eating chili. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Chili, it's called chili. Why is it called chili? Because there's chilies in it, and chilies are typically got a little bit of heat to them.
Okay.
So if you can't eat chili, then you shouldn't be eating this recipe.
Goodbye yet. All right.
That's it. So basically, that's it. It's pretty simple, isn't it, Claude?
Well, very
not too
simple.
Hard. You put it all together, let it simmer. Now,
oven.
If you've got it,
wait, you're putting it in the oven.
Well, I'm putting it in the oven because it won't fit. I only have.
But wait a minute, you have it in that pot on the stove.
I'm just getting it all together and getting the juices mixing, and then once I get it over there, I'm gonna pop it in the stove for about 8 to 10 hours, maybe 12 hours, depends on how much time I have. So tomorrow about lunchtime, it'll be ready.
Okay, and then here's what we're gonna do.
We'll do a taste test on the air tomorrow live.
At 6 o'clock California time, Pacific time.
And Claudia's gonna let you know just what she thinks of it. Now
I probably should have one of my kids here to taste it.
Well, really?
You know, to see like
the heat wise. Well, your kids are sissies. They eat a breakfast sausage and say, "Ooh, spicy." Ooh, spicy. Too spicy, Mama. Come on now. That's
all
not
right.
Fair.
Well,
good.
I'm going to be on here tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to
take. These normal kids.
All right, now, and also, everybody, recently we just re-added our grocery coupon section back on crazybagladies.com. So perhaps if you go on there, you might find some coupons for some of the recipes that Bob was telling you you'd need for this recipe. Just go to crazybagladies.com, and at the very bottom of the page, you'll see a link that says grocery coupons. Click on that, and it'll take you right there. He's moving the chili now into the oven. And it's going to stay in the oven how long now?
It's going to stay in all night long.
All night long. At what temperature?
At about 170, 180 degrees.
170, 180 degrees. Yeah, and then I'll come on tomorrow night, like I said, 6 o'clock to taste the chili and give you... you know, my feedback. Not that you care, but, you know, it's good to get somebody who, you know, I've never tasted it before, so it'll be new to me. And he's won awards with it, so I'm raring to go. And what was it? Anything else? Oh, and this, we're going to put this podcast over also on Barbecue Bob's podcast.
That's right. So if you want to listen to it twice, you can.
There you go. Did you have anything else you want to share, Bob?
No, that's going to do it tonight, folks. I hope you enjoy this chili recipe. It's really good, I'm telling you. If you got a few minutes, you know, a few hours, go to the store, buy the ingredients, and make it, because it's going to be the best damn chili you ever ate.
You know, oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. If you go to crazybagladies.podomatic.com and you want to leave a comment, I do have something new that I just got. It's a call-in number, and you can call your comments in, which is great, I think. So if you could do that, that would be awesome. And you can call 206-309-7283, and that's my audio comment line. Give me feedback. I really value it, you know, and if you have questions or you want us to you know, maybe do a certain recipe, or if you have recipes you want to share, or if you have something you want to be interviewed on the air with us,
bring it on.
Bring it on. You know, we'll be happy to call you and interview you on the show.
Oh, by the way, hey, Claudia, you said you like sea salt and vinegar chips. I bought a couple bags here. I wanted to see which brand you like the best.
This one, let me see.
You like this one?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now, folks, she loves...
I love vinegar chips.
Salt and vinegar chips.
No, that's pretty good.
What about this one here? I'm not telling you which brand, I can tell.
I like that one.
You like those better?
Yeah.
Do you sell those?
I probably do. I sell everything. All right, everybody. We will see you tomorrow. In the meantime, make it a great weekend and sleep tight. And we'll see you tomorrow. God bless everybody.
Good cooking.
This podcast was brought to you by CrazyBagLadies.com, your one-stop shopping spot on the net today.